morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for coming. I want to welcome you all to this meeting. And thanks for coming. I'm availing your time. I know that your time is very limited, as well as mine. But it's just got 2 points in the agenda. The first one, first of all, let me welcome our new researcher, brand new out of the box, from the Western Cape, originally from the Eastern Cape, but it's still there in the Western Cape, and now we've landed to Parliament. Can you introduce yourself? Is our petition leader for the Honorable Manyoki from the Eastern Cape. Maybe you hear the things that it says. Just ask God, I like to exert his strategic medicine and leadership style on everything that everybody, even on. If we had a chance of meeting the Prime Minister in London, we would have done that. The thing that we've got is the discussion of Mr. von Beck, Mr. Bush von Beck, what is he? Petition. Now, I've asked the Secretary to make copies of the letter that we've written to Mr. Mutangu. We have sent the notice, the first, in terms of Rule 235, of the National Council of Provinces rule, we need to get permission from the chairperson of the council if we need to approach the executive or the department regarding special petitions. Because special petitions have been brought in by the National Council of Provinces. Now, we've written a letter to Mr. Mutangu's office on, I think it was the 10th of June.
The 8th of June.
After various and numerous requests and inquiries about this letter, we've only heard yesterday that the letter got lost in his office. I've written him a letter to say that I'm quite shocked and disappointed that things get lost in such a high profile office. He's written a letter back to say that I acknowledge with thanks and speech of the letter that the 10th September in which the request was permission to refer the petition of Ms. Jay or Kaela. To the Minister and the Department of Defense. Permission is granted to the committee to refer the matter to the executive in terms of Section 235. Subsection 1 of the rules of the National Council of Provinces. However, would like to know what were the kinds of deliberations that took place in the committee besides referring the matter to the executive concern. Okay, we will give him an answer. We will take a minute and give him an answer to that one because we have decided that we need to hear both sides of the story. And again, we want to get the department's response regarding this decision, where we have as well as with the legal advisor to give it notified them. Okay. So if that is okay with the committee, we will then engage the department, get a response from them, we'll send them the petition and send them a letter, so that we can get a response from them. so that they can answer us on what happened and what went by regarding the petition of Mr. Mr. petition. Is there anyone else that wants to address us on this? So you follow the route that we will get to the parking of it. Even in that department, that we'll then make them sign up the situation is all about. Then our second point is feedback on international tour to Britain. Now, as you know, with all tours and study visits, it needs to be in the ACT, and we need to have it accepted by the House, approved by the House Medical Council of Flowers. I've asked the Secretary to send us out this document. I wonder if members have started looking for it. We can finalize it today so that it could be published in the ACC, and maybe we can put it on the program when we return from next parliamentary session. You got a copy?
I'm not sure.
Is there a copy for this or
what?
Thank you. Very much.
Yes, thank you. There are two people that I think are giving your engine.
Oh, so that's
you
are busy reading his time to read the envelope from president. That's my part of the money.
Yeah.
You can go through it. Who has a stamp of reading?
I'm so sorry.
Captain, let the official form say that we must make a thank you and observe of compiling this report and sending it to us. I did not write my attention, but I think my attention is very good. The only aspect with regard to what you have in front of us is the recommendation of the whole thing. The report actually includes our findings. So I don't know why are the recommendations coming. If we can clarify that, I don't know if we can clarify the recommendations for me. And they were put with the
recommendations.
Got the draft.
I don't know, but I don't think it will make
some of that knows the things that we did teach in the conversation. But the we take one of them
you're knowing that the you said certain things must not be recorded. I was of the view that with regard to the recommendations, we could give ourselves during the day an opportunity to try to formulate recommendations and make an available before the end of the day. Those that have not done so, because I understand that some have indeed done so. The committee coordinator organize another meeting for us then to finalize this report. I don't know whether I'm the only person who is disadvantaged in that I have not contributed to those recommendations that the other honorable members have submitted.
I think on the word of Honorable Manioka, I wanted to quote that I think we have our first meeting after the Christmas period, because we won't have time now to reconvene another meeting now, because this week is quite tight. Tomorrow you guys are whole day busy with security and safety, Thursday's caucus, plenary, as well as today we've got to rush now to another meeting. And then the scenery this afternoon, questions to the deputy president, this is a three-line work. Friday is for joint committee, and we haven't made application to the house chair to have a meeting on Friday. Next week is in Tizana, to come back to joint committee, and then it is the serious, you know. So I think after the constituency period, so it gives members much more time also to the inputs of law about the recommendations. So when we get back from constituency period, we can have a meeting that first week or second week in constituency period with market, and then we discuss and finalize the report. So the agenda should be then for today's feedback. You see, we can't finalize the report today. So today was just feedback, but then it is, and our next thing is what is discussion and finalization of the report. Then we can all bring our input of our recommendations here, and we finalize the report. So we can go to ACC and for discussion, all bring back to the house, for discussion in the house.
So, without being bureaucratic,
now isn't that what the traditional leaders ask?
That is a matter of procedure. Our report should also include, just before the recommendation, our findings, what did we find, and therefore, what do we recommend?
Okay.
That's the procedure of the issue.
Mm. All right. So I think that Mr. Wasser can just write him a note with Martin that the report, the findings of the report and his recommendations, that we put, I would say we are returning on the 6th of October, taking a diary to that, correct is what they can do. Yeah, we're turning on the 9th. I'm sitting to end on the 6th. So we're turning on the 9th. When we say if we can get the recommendations in by Jodhwa by the 1st of October, Friday the 1st of October, it will give us much time to so that we can deliberate and finalize it on the when we return to our next meeting. Is that correct, colleagues? Have been ordered? Is carried to approval? Colleagues, is that fine? Is that in order? Just on the report back to the chairperson of the council, the petition regarding Ms. Fonseca. Is it fine if we send the minutes to the chairperson? Everybody got a copy of the minutes. Oh, okay. Can we just have a look at the minutes also for adoption? Are we not having a problem with it? Yeah, you see, the point is that no one can adopt an expectation of the license. I can adopt, but no one can check it. Because all of them were in here. So it's left to send over to. But we can write a letter to the chairperson to check what we have done. Okay, thank you for coming, colleagues, and ladies and gentlemen, as well as our rest of PNG. I would like to invite you to grab some water, some drink, tea, coffee, and some sandwiches. Please, let's use it, otherwise... Gracias.